The earliest time for tzitzis is Misha Yakir, when you can tell the difference between a blue string and a white string. What about in terms of hours and minutes? When is the earliest time of Misha Yakir in terms of hours and minutes? So Reb Moshe Feinstein says that it's about 35 or 40 minutes before Nates. Reb Shlomo Zalman Arbach says that it's about 50 minutes before Nates. And contemporary poskim point out that there's no argument because the time of Misha Yakir changes based on the season of the year and based on how far north you are or south from the equator. And so rabbis who are living in different cities, if people ask them, when is Misha Yakir? One might give one time and one might give another time. And different seasons, the same rabbi might give two different times because the sky lights up faster or slower depending on where you live and the season of the year. So it is very important when you want to know the earliest time to put on talis and tefillin and to say Shema. You don't want to just make an assumption. Check myzmanim.com or another similar time chart, because just because it was that way last month, it's not that way now. And just because it was that way in the last city you were in, doesn't mean it's going to be that way in this city. And so you should always just check to make sure that you're not putting on your talis and tefillin and saying their brachos too early. Why should we not wear tefillin at night? So the Gemara explains that when one is wearing tefillin, he needs to treat them respectfully and not pass gas while wearing them. And if you wear tefillin at night, you might fall asleep. And if you fall asleep, you might pass gas, and that would not be respectful for the tefillin. So therefore, a legislature many, many years ago, a Sanhedrin Agadol, made a rule, no tefillin at night. Why do we not wear tefillin on Shabbos? So here the reason is different. And the same reason that in a choir, right, sometimes a beautiful singer gets a solo and everybody else stays quiet while that singer sings so they can appreciate the beauty of his voice. The same thing when it comes to certain mitzvos. Shabbos reminds us of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Tefillin remind us of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And Shabbos is so beautiful that it deserves a solo. We don't want the tefillin to be singing at the same time as Shabbos, or Shabbos to be singing at the same time as tefillin. Shabbos is an os, and tefillin are an os. And we don't have one os interfere with the other os. So we say no tefillin on Shabbos. How is Chol HaMoed similar to Shabbos? So we said that on Chol HaMoed there are certain melachas that are not allowed, just like on Shabbos. On Chol HaMoed you're supposed to dress in nicer, more respectful clothing, just like on Shabbos. There's a mitzvah to be happy, to have a nice meal, bread, meat, on Chol HaMoed, similar to Shabbos. However, Chol HaMoed is also different from Shabbos, because on Shabbos, absolutely no melachas are allowed. And on Chol HaMoed, there are many melachas that are allowed, whether it's melachas that you need to do in order to make the holiday more enjoyable, or whether it's melachas that you need to do in order to save money that you already invested from getting wasted, or whether it's melachas that you need to do in order to prevent yourself from losing a major opportunity. There are melachas that are permitted on Chol HaMoed. Those melachos are never permitted on Shabbos or Yontif. And so some people wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed because they say, hey, Chol HaMoed's not the same as Shabbos. It doesn't remind us of Yetzias Mitzrayim as much. There are not as many laws to remind us of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's like a weekday. It's like Chol. So we should wear tefillin. Other people do not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed because they say it's like Shabbos. There's a mitzvah to rejoice. There's a mitzvah to wear respectful clothing. There's musaf prayers just like on Shabbos. There are many malachas that are not allowed. There are so many reminders about Yetzias Mitzrayim on Chol HaMoed just like on Shabbos, and therefore we should give those reminders, right, the foreground, and there's no need for interference from tefillin. We already have that reminder, that os about Yitzias Mitzrayim. What is the earliest time to put on tefillin in the morning? The Shulchan Aruch says, again, Misha Yakir, from when you can tell the difference, when you can recognize your friend, not the closest friend, not the most distant friend, semi-casual acquaintance, from four amos away. Again, it varies from time to time, season to season, and place to place, so you should check Mai's Manim or a similar chart to make sure if you have to rush someplace to a flight or to work early in the morning, to make sure that you're not putting on your tefillin too early. What should one do if his minyan starts before the earliest time for a tefillin? That happens very often in the depths of the winter, when the earliest time for a tefillin approaches 7 o'clock or perhaps afterwards in certain places, and people have to get to work. They've got to daven and start their commute. So what should you do if you daven with a minyan that starts before the earliest time for tefillin? The Mishnah Berurah says that what you should do is that you should start davening, say Birchos HaShachar, say Pesukei Dezimra, and then put on your tefillin between Yishtabach and Yotzer Or. The Mishnah Berurah even recommends saying a bracha on the tefillin at that time. Do not put them on too early. Put them on in between Yishtabach and Yotzer Or, if by that time it's already past Misha Yakir. What should one do if he leaves to catch a flight before the earliest time for tefillin? The answer over here is, if you can't, right again, you're going to be rushing through the airport. If you can daven in the airport, wonderful. If you can daven on the plane, wonderful. But you really can put on tefillin all day long up until Shkia, or maybe sometimes even up until Tzeis. And so if you can't put on tefillin for Shachris, put it on for Mincha. Put it on in the afternoon, and then say the three parshas of Shema while you're wearing your tefillin. You don't have to say, I missed it for Shachris, so I can't do it. You have all day to fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin. What is chatzos? Again, another term that we need to define to understand these halachos carefully. Chatzos is the midway point between the beginning of the day and the end of the day. It's exactly six sha'os zmanios into the day. What is shkia, or shkias hachama? Shkia refers to the time when the ball of the sun sets below the horizon, when the last rim of the sun is no longer visible above the horizon. That is shkia. Even though the sky is still light, the sun itself has set. That is shkia. What is tzeis hakochavim? Tzeis hakochavim is when the sky is all dark. The east of the sky is dark. The west of the sky is dark. Even the indirect sunlight that reflects off the gases in the atmosphere is no longer visible. That is Tzeis HaKochavim, when the sky is all dark and indirect sunlight is gone, and three medium-sized stars become visible in the sky. That is Tzeis HaKochavim, when the stars come out. What is Bein Hashmashos? Bein Hashmashos refers to the period between Shkia and Tzeis HaKochavim. That's a time that might be daytime and might be nighttime. Some people say the time is shorter, some say that it's longer. But that's the basic idea of Bein Hashmashos, between Shkia and Tzeis, when it might be day and it might be night. Here is a trick question. When is it permitted to put on tefillin between Chatzos and Shkia? The answer is always, because you can put on tefillin all day long. When is it permitted to put on tefillin between Shkia and Tzeis? This is not a trick question. Sometimes it is permitted, sometimes it's not. The basic idea is as follows. Between Shkia and Tzeis, we're in doubt whether it is nighttime or whether it is daytime. If it's nighttime, you can't put on tefillin then. There's a law, no tefillin at night, because you might fall asleep and pass gas in them. On the other hand, if it's daytime, then you could put on tefillin. So you make a cost-benefit analysis. What do you stand to lose by putting on tefillin between Shkia and Tzeis? Well, you might be violating, breaking the law about no tefillin at night. What do you stand to gain? So if you already put on tefillin by Shachris, or if you already put on tefillin sometime earlier in the day, then you don't really stand to gain much at all. So do not put on tefillin between Shkia and Seis if you already put it on during the day. But what happens if you forgot your tefillin at home and you were away all day long and you couldn't borrow tefillin from anybody else for health reasons or because no one was available to lend you their tefillin? And you finally arrive home, you get off the bus or you pull up to your garage or park in front of your house, right, at Shkia. You walk inside and you have not put on tefillin yet all day long. At that point, you do have a lot to gain. The benefit is great, right? You can fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin for this day, which you have not yet fulfilled. The chance of fulfilling today's mitzvah of tefillin outweighs the danger of putting on tefillin at nighttime. And so if you have not yet put on tefillin all day long, you can put on tefillin still between Shkia and Seis and read Shema. But if you put on tefillin 2 minutes before Shkia, take it off before Shkia, because once you've had it on for even a minute during the daytime, it's not worth running the risk and wearing it when it's possibly nighttime. When is the earliest time for the Shema of Shachris? Again, it's Misha Yakir. According to the Vilna Gaon, when is the latest time for Shema? So here, everybody agrees that Shema, the latest time, is 3 hours after the day starts. But the Vilna Gaon believes that the day starts at Nates. And therefore, for the Vilna Gaon, the latest time for Shema is 3 hours after Nates. According to the Magen Avraham, however, the day begins at Alos HaShachar. So for the Magen Avraham, the latest time for Shema is 3 hours after Alos HaShachar. And that is why when you see on the charts, very often they'll have two times for Shema, one time in big numbers and one time in small numbers. And they'll say, this is the time for Shema, the latest time for the Magen Avraham. This is the latest time according to the Vilna Gaon. Usually, Sfardim follow the Magen Avraham, whose latest time is earlier, and Ashkenazim tend to follow the Vilna Gaon, whose latest time is later. When is the best time for Shema? The Shulchan Aruch says the best time for Shema is right before Nates. So that way you can say Shema right before sunrise and say Shmon Esrei right after sunrise. And that is the best time for Shema. It's called Vasikin. If your minion davens Shema after the latest time, what should you do? So here the Shulchan Aruch says, don't just wait for your minion to daven Shema. You can daven Shema without a minion as well. And so what you should do is, says the Shulchan Aruch, at the beginning, before you start davening, say all three parshas of Shema. Shema, V'hayayim Shamoa, and Vayomer. And then continue davening and say Shema again with your minion. But you want to make sure that you say Shema on time, so say it before you start davening. When I was growing up, I davened in a minyan that sometimes said Shema after the latest time, and there was a very chashuv person who would go around and make the announcement. The latest time for Shema is in 4 minutes. Everybody say Shema now, even if the minyan's not up to it. And that way he helped many people get the mitzvah of saying the morning Shema on time. What should you do if you missed the latest time for Shema? If you woke up late, or if you forgot to say Shema by that time, or if you made a mistake and thought that you should wait with the minyan, well, if you missed the latest time, you should still say Shema. You can say Shema all day long. You don't get the mitzvah of saying Shema on time, but you do get the mitzvah of saying Shema, of saying those very important sections of Chumash, reminding ourselves of what they're meant to remind us of. What should you do about Birchos Kriyat Shema if you missed the latest time for Shema? So here, we say Birchos Kriyat Shema are similar to Shmon Esrei. So if you still are within the first 4 hours of the day, whether that's 4 hours from Nates, according to the Vilna Gaon, or 4 hours from Alos, according to the Magen Avraham, then you should still say the Brachos of Kriyat Shema. But if it's after 4 hours, if it's more than 4 hours into the day, then under most circumstances, you have missed the opportunity and you should skip those brachos of Kriyat Shema. What is the earliest time for Shmona Esrei? The earliest time for Shmona Esrei, Lechatchila, is Nitz. According to the Vilna Gaon, what is the latest time for Shmona Esrei? The Vilna Gaon counts day from Nitz. So he says 4 hours after Nitz is the latest time for Shmona Esrei, the Sof Zman Tefillah. According to the Magen Avraham, what is the latest time for Shmona Esrei? The Magen Avraham counts from Alos, from the lighting of the eastern horizon. And according to the Magen Avraham, therefore, the latest time for Shmona Esrei is 4 hours from Alos. Again, Sfardim will follow the Magen Avraham. They need to daven Shmona Esrei earlier. Ashkenazim follow the Vilna Gaon. For them, they've got a little bit more leeway in terms of when they daven Shmona Esrei. What should one do if he did not daven Shmona Esrei on time by accident? And what should one do if he did not daven Shmona Esrei on time on purpose? The Shulchan Aruch says in both of these situations, if it's before Chatzos, you should still daven the Shachris Shmona Esrei. But what if you didn't daven the Shachris Shmona Esrei before Chatzos, now it's after Chatzos? If it was an accident, so then you can daven Mincha twice. The Shmona Esrei of Mincha, you can daven two times to make up for the Shachris Shmona Esrei that you missed. It's called the Tefilas Tashlumin. What should one do if he did not daven Shmona Esrei before Chatzos on purpose? If you skipped Shmona Esrei on purpose, at that point you cannot make a Tefilas Tashlumin, you can't make it up, there is nothing to do. What is the difference? What counts as an accident or what counts as on purpose? If a person wasn't feeling well all morning and so they couldn't daven Shmona Esrei, that's an accident. If they were busy with a mitzvah, like they were on a Hatzalah call, or a doctor who was on duty all morning long in the emergency room saving people's lives, that counts as missing Shmona Esrei by accident. It wasn't as if they didn't care about it or skipped it on purpose. This was due to circumstances beyond their control. That's an accident. If a person was busy, you know, playing a video game, reading a book, right, or just was sleeping and waking up and going to sleep again until it was past Chatzos, that counts as missing Shmona Esrei on purpose. They cannot make up the missed Shmona Esrei by Mincha time. Where in Shachris should one daven the make-up Shmona Esrei? The answer is, in between Ashrei and Uvalitzion is the proper place in Shachris to say the make-up Shmona Esrei. If a person missed Mairev by accident, then they say a second Shmona Esrei in Shachris between Ashrei and Uvalitzion. If a person missed Shachris, where should they make up the Shmona Esrei in Mincha? The answer is, after they finish Tachnon of Mincha, they should say Ashrei again, and then say a second Mincha Shmona Esrei. What if a person missed Mincha by accident? Where in Mairiv should they make up the Shmona Esrei? The answer is, after they finish the Shmona Esrei of Mairiv, they should say Ashrei, and then say a second Mairiv Shmona Esrei. There are some cases when even if you miss Shmona Esrei by accident, you would not make it up. One of them is on Shabbos. When should one not daven the make-up Shmona Esrei? And again, we talked about the Lamdos, that if there's a doubt whether one can or cannot make up the Shmona Esrei, so then on a weekday, we say, you should make up the Shmona Esrei on condition. If you're allowed to, then that's what you're doing. If you're not allowed to, it's what's called a Tefilas Nedava, a voluntary prayer. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to make a Tefilas Nedava. And so if there's ever a doubt whether or not you can make up your Shmona Esrei, you're not sure whether you skipped it by accident or whether you skipped it on purpose. You're not sure whether the reason that you skipped it counts as an accident or on purpose. You're not sure whether it helps to make up the Shmona Esrei. In that case, you should not daven the Tefilas Tashlumin, the make-up Shmona Esrei, on Shabbos. The example that comes up most often is when a number of conditions all converge. Number one, it's Rosh Chodesh on Friday. Number two, it is not Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos. Number three, you daven Mincha on Friday. Number four, you forgot Yalev Yavo in Friday's Mincha. There is a machlokas, whether it helps to daven a makeup Shmon Esrei on Shabbos, or whether it doesn't help. On the one hand, we say, look, you davened already a full Shmon Esrei on Friday, and you skipped the Yalav Yavo, but once it's Shabbos and it's no longer Rosh Chodesh, you can't make up for that Yalav Yavo. So why bother? You're just going to daven a regular Shmon Esrei, which you davened. So it doesn't help to make it up, because you can't get that missed Yalav Yavo in the makeup Shmon Esrei. Other people say no. On Friday, when you skipped the Alev Yavo, it meant that you only daven 90% of Shmon Esrei. But when you daven the makeup Shmon Esrei, even without the Alev Yavo, you're davening a 100% Shmon Esrei. It's for sure worth it, right? To make up a 100% Shmon Esrei to replace a 90% Shmon Esrei. So it's a machlokas. If it happens during the week, first Chodesh is on Thursday, and you forgot Alev Yavo, daven two Ma'arevs on Friday. And if it doesn't help, then at worst, it's a tefilas nedava. It's a voluntary Shmon Esrei. But on Shabbos, there's no tefilas nedava. So if Friday is Rosh Chodesh, and Shabbos is not Rosh Chodesh, and you daven mincha on Friday, but you forgot Yalev Yavo in your mincha, at that point, do not daven the makeup Shmon Esrei in Shabbos Ma'ariv. What are some cases when one should not daven the makeup Shmon Esrei? So I believe that we gave four cases. Number one, right, the case that we just discussed. If Friday is Rosh Chodesh, and Shabbos is not Rosh Chodesh, and you daven Mincha on Friday, but you forgot Yalev Yavo in your Friday Mincha, you do not daven a makeup Shmon Esrei in Shabbos Ma'ariv. Number two, if you skipped Shmon Esrei on purpose, don't daven the makeup Shmon Esrei. Number three, if you miss Musaf, you can daven Musaf all day long, but once it is Tseis HaKochavim, you can no longer daven Musaf, and you can't make up Musaf in the next day's Tefilos. And number four, if you skipped two prayers, you forgot Shachris, you didn't make it up by Mincha, you can no longer make it up by Ma'ariv. And so those are four cases when one should not daven the makeup Shmon Esrei. What should you do if your shul davens Shmon Esrei after the latest time? Which is more important, to daven Shmon Esrei with a minyan or to daven Shmon Esrei on time? Here the poskim say very clearly, it is more important to daven Shmon Esrei on time than it is to daven with a minyan. So if your shul davens Shmon Esrei after the Sof Zman Tefillah, then you should just daven quickly ahead of your shul. Start Shmon Esrei before your shul in order to make sure that you finished Shmon Esrei before the Sof Zman Tefillah, before that latest time of 4 hours into the day. Here are some more definitions. The term Mincha Gedola, that refers to the time that ranges from 6.5 hours into the day until nightfall. It starts at 6.5 hours in the day and it goes until nightfall, and it's called Gedola because it's a large range of time, 5.5 hours long. The term Mincha Kitana starts 9.5 hours into the day and goes until nightfall, and it's called Kitana, which means small, because it's only 2.5 hours long, not 5.5 hours like Mincha Gedola. Mincha Ketana is only 2.5 hours. The term Plag HaMincha is the halfway point between Mincha Ketana and nightfall. That would be 10.75 hours into the day, 10 hours and 45 minutes after the day begins, or 1.25 hour, 1 hour and 15 minutes before nighttime. The term Sha'os Zmanios, which mean time-dependent hours. That means not hours that have 60 minutes of 60 seconds in them, which are always the same length, but rather it's hours that are sometimes longer and sometimes shorter, depending on the time of year. And the Sha'os Zmanios are hours that are equal to 1/12 of the daytime, all the hours that we're discussing, the 6.5 hours, the 9.5 hours, the 10 hours and 45 minutes, all of those are Sha'os Zmanios. They're longer in the summer and shorter in the winter. In the summer, sometimes they're much longer than 60 minutes. In the winter, they're sometimes much shorter than 60 minutes. Those are Sha'os Zmanios, hours that equal 1/12 of the daytime. For the Vilna Gaon, the daytime starts at Neitz and ends at Shkia, so it's 1/12 of the time between Neitz and Shkia. For the Magen Avraham, the day starts at Alos and ends at Tseis, and Sha'os Zmanios are 1/12 of the time between Alos and Tseis. but always shows manios are hours that equal 1/12 of the daytime. What does the term tarti disastri refer to? Tarti disastri is talking about a person who does two things that are mutually exclusive, that contradict one another, almost a hypocritical type of thing to do. For example, particularly we're talking about a person who davens mincha and ma'ariv during a time that only one of them can be davened, between plag ha-mincha and nightfall, right? The Shulchan Aruch says you can daven either mincha or ma'ariv, but not both. Because it's either mincha time or ma'ariv time, but not both. It's an unresolved dispute between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon. If a person davens both mincha and ma'ariv during that time between plag and nighttime, so then he is going to be going against Rabbi Yehuda, who says you can only daven ma'ariv during that time, and also against the Rabbanon, who say you can only daven mincha at that time, and he'll be left with nobody to defend his conduct, because Rabbi Yehuda will say, if you're not following me, you daven mincha then. And the Rabbanon will say, you're not following us, you davened ma'ariv then. And that's a tarti disastri, two things that are mutually exclusive, contradictory. It's either mincha time or ma'ariv time. It cannot be both. We'll talk more about that momentarily. When is the earliest time to daven mincha? The answer is mincha gedola, 6.5 hours into the day. When is the best time to daven mincha? The answer to that is mincha ketana, 9.5 hours into the day. According to the Rabbanon, according to the Vilna Gaon, when is the latest time to daven mincha? The Rabbanon say you can daven mincha up until nighttime, and the Vilna Gaon says that nighttime is shkia. So therefore, according to the Rabbanon, according to the Vilna Gaon, the latest time for mincha is shkia. According to the Rabbanon, according to the Magen Avraham, when is the latest time to daven mincha? The Rabbanon say the latest time is nighttime. The Magen Avraham says that nighttime is Tzeis HaKochavim. So according to the Magen Avraham, the latest time for mincha for the Rabbanon is Tzeis HaKochavim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, according to the Vilna Gaon, when is the latest time to daven mincha? Rabbi Yehuda says the latest time for mincha is Plag HaMincha. That's 1 hour and 15 minutes before nighttime. And the Vilna Gaon says that nighttime is Shkia. So according to the Rebbe Yehuda, according to the Vilna Gaon, the latest time for Mincha is 1 hour and 15 minutes before Shkia. According to Rebbe Yehuda, according to the Magen Avraham, when is the latest time for Mincha? Again, Rebbe Yehuda says it's Plag HaMincha, but the Magen Avraham measures Plag HaMincha from Tzeis. And so the Magen Avraham would say the latest time for Mincha, according to Rebbe Yehuda, is 1 hour and 15 minutes before Tzeis HaKochavim. Ashkenazim generally follow the Rabbanon, according to the Vilna Gaon. They will daven Mincha up until Shkia, and then they will daven Ma'ariv after Shkia. Sfardim generally follow Rebbe Yehuda, according to the Magen Avraham. They will daven Ma'ariv as soon as it's Plag HaMincha, 1 hour and 15 minutes before Tzeis. But according to that, they should make sure to daven Mincha before Plag HaMincha, earlier than 1 hour and 15 minutes before Tzeis. According to the Shulchan Aruch, what condition must be met if you want to daven Mincha between Plag and Nightfall? Shulchan Aruch says, if you want to daven Mincha then make sure never to daven Ma'ariv then. That way, if you're davening Mincha between Plag and Nightfall, always, and you always wait for Nightfall before you daven Ma'ariv, then if anybody has any questions about your conduct, the Rabbanon will stand up and defend you and say he's following our position. Don't bother him. We gave him permission. According to the Shulchan Aruch, what condition must be met if you want to daven Ma'ariv between Plag and Nightfall? Here the Shulchan Aruch says, if you want to daven Ma'ariv between Plag and Nightfall, you should never daven Mincha at that time. That way, if anyone ever challenges what you're doing, Rabbi Yehuda will get up and defend you. He's following my position. I gave him permission. I said that you can daven Ma'ariv as soon as it's Plag. But if you daven Mincha at that time, then Rabbi Yehuda won't defend you. I never gave you permission to daven Mincha then. What is the earliest time for the evening Shema? The answer to this is Tzeis HaKochavim. Nobody argues on this. Even the Vilna Gaon, even the Rabbanon, who say that you can daven Mincha up until Shkia. And you can daven the Shmon Esrei for Ma'ariv as soon as it's Shkia. But for Shema, the earliest time is Tzeis. What should one...